Midrash chapter 3, Mishnah 5. Tabas hayu litzfon shel mizbach, in the northern side of the courtyard, north of the altar, were the rings. Shisha sedarim shel arba arbas, the six rows of four each. Or the yesh umrim, and others say arba shel shashash, four rows of six each. So these were the rings shelam shechatin esakadoshim, where they used to slaughter the consecrated animals. So we've seen these rings before. Either they were hinged on one side, according to some opinions. They would lie the animal upside down and clip this ring over its neck. Or there was a semicircular slot in the floor, and they would put the ring all the way through. They could open it, and then they could circuit all the way through and lock it through the semicircular hole in the floor. And then to the north of the altar was also literally the place of the butchers, where the sacrifices were skinned and dismembered. And there were these eight dwarf columns. Were ravine shell areas al gabam, and they had square blocks of cedar on top of them. We've seen this before as well. Unklanios shell bazar hayu kavun bahem, and inside the wood with the iron hooks were fixed inside. Inside the wood, ushloisha sedarim hayu lechol echad veechad, and three hooks. Each one had three sets of hooks. Shebahen toilin umafshitin al shulchanos shel shash ben ha'madim. So what they would do is they'd hang the animal up onto the bat's leg, up onto the hook, and then instead of letting it lie on the floor, which was not respectful, they would lift the animal's body onto a table that was next to the column, and there they would work to skin the animal and take out its organs.